Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Despite the happy music, the ocean is a cruel mistress.
Yep.
It's murderous. And Katie's scared of it, much like anybody is scared of anything.
Everybody should be scared of it. I'm the reasonable one.
She often combs through the news looking for scary stories about the ocean.
That's not true.
And she found one. And this story is so insane, we had to talk to you about it. Now, there's lots of ways that the ocean can kill you. Drownings, shipwrecks,
sure.
Sharks,
yeah,
jellyfish.
Yeah.
This is an animal I don't think any of us saw coming. Once we grew past the age of 6 or 7 years old.
Right. This didn't seem like it was a threat anymore.
It couldn't be possible, but it is possible.
A 36-year-old professional surfer named Julia Manfrini. I guess she's also an influencer, too.
Who isn't?
Right. Although now I'm seeing she has 22,000 followers and they're calling that an influencer. Anyways.
Listen, I see people with blue dots on Instagram that have like 500 followers.
Let's not speak ill of the dead.
Oh, she's dead?
Oh, what?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God.
Way to bury the lead.
Yo, sorry. She is dead. She was in Indonesia surfing and she was killed by a swordfish that jumped out of the water and swordfished her into the chest.
Impaled her?
Yeah.
I think when we're all kids and we first learn about a swordfish,
we're like, ooh.
We have two thoughts. One, can I hold it by the tail and use it to fence?
Right.
Okay. And the second is, do they like stab people and fish with that big long nose?
Well, the answer is yes.
They can. But this had to have been an accident.
Of course. No, Gavin, it was planned by the fish.
Well, sometimes
yes.
Great white sharks plan to eat fish and people. It's not an accident. That's a decision that those sharks make.
Okay. No, it was absolutely an accident. It leapt out of the water while she was on her board and just happened to...
Oh, my God.
That's some Final Destination stuff right there.
It does not seem real. Listen to me. Stay out of the goddamn ocean. Okay? I don't know why people won't listen to me. We just told a story recently about a Russian man that was stranded in the ocean for, wait for it, 2 months. In a blow-up raft.
That was a terrifying story.
Oh. Right. Okay. 2 months. Every day for 2 months. Just out there floating.
Just imagine 2 days. You'd be so bored with no phone.
Yeah.
2 months.
Right. But if you're out there surfing, you know swordfishes. You're at their house.
This would never occur to me. Never in a million years would I think, if I go into the ocean, I'm going to get impaled by a swordfish.
Well, maybe you should.
But now I will.
I mean, if Steve Irwin can get stabbed by a stingray.
It's called a stingray.
Well,
they sting.
Well, he didn't sting him. He put a barb in his heart.
Right.
Oh. Yeah.
But I mean, that stingray was just doing what stingrays do.
And so was the swordfish.
I don't think it was. I don't think a swordfish, yeah. That's not how swordfishes eat.
Guess what? I've Googled swordfishes. They jump out of the water all the time. I know, but I don't think I've seen a thousand pictures of them.
But I don't think they jump out of the water with the idea of like javelining themselves.
Again, it was an accident. It didn't see her and think, oh, this is my chance.
Right.
It was just swordfishing around.
Think about how big the ocean is. The surface of the ocean and the odds that that would happen. There's so many zeros in front of that percentage. I can't even tell you what the number is.
Look.
I don't want to.
I don't know what to tell you. These fools are out jumping around.
I love the ocean. I love going to the beach.
Okay, stay on the beach.
I feel like all I should do is just kind of look at it from now on.
I think that's fine.
Yeah. Maybe dip my toe in. I don't know.
When we were in Mexico, we very briefly swam in the ocean. Okay? We had chartered a boat and they like put out a little splash pad thing for us. I am haunted by knowing that I was in the ocean. It keeps me up at night.
Yeah. You and I went snorkeling when we were in Hawaii once.
Yeah.
And I saw a moray eel.
Yes.
That was like a good, I don't know, 20, 25 feet below us. You panicked immediately.
Immediately.
Swam back to the shore, yes, as fast as you could. I swam down to look at it.
You're going to get swordfish.
Yeah, you are.
I am.
You're just asking for it.
Uh-huh. What was I thinking?
I don't know. A moray eel. Listen to you.
I know. This is a warning for everybody. Pay attention. Be vigilant. Stay away from the ocean. We got to destroy it.
Okay.
We're trying. Don't worry.
Katie's words, not mine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.